This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus is about food waste and how we can reduce it to create a healthier, more sustainable community. Barb Purdy is Deputy Chair of Carlton Place Environmental Advisory Committee, and Dr. William Fleck is the founder of Just Good Compost. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you very much.
So, Barb, can you start us off with a bit of background on CPEAC, please?
Yes, the Carlton Place Environmental Advisory Committee was formed many years ago, and we advise council on any relevant issues, review plans that are coming through council for developments, and general environmental issues relating to the town. So we have events, and we like to engage the community and create more community awareness about environmental challenges and, you know, get engagement going in many different ways.
So you've had a couple of events that the public might know about.
Yes, yes. Last year we had Earth Fest, and that was an Earth Day event held on April 22nd. We are going to be doing it again. It was a resounding success, and we had a number of workshops, and we had a lot of different vendors and, you know, different activities for children, live music. It was a real celebration, and I think people were really touched by it. There's a lot of things that we can do as individuals, and I think that resonated with people who were there.
Right. Now, Will, how does Just Good Compost work, and how did you, as a psychiatrist, become involved with composting?
So the first bit is that Just Good Compost is a door-to-door compost pickup program. So we pick up, people leave their kitchen scraps in small white buckets, and every week we replace the full bucket with a clean bucket. We take those kitchen scraps out to local farms where we compost it, and then members are welcome to the compost back in the spring for their gardens. So that's basically the outline. We also work with a number of community organizations in Elmont, including CareBridge and Lanark County Social Services, who employ individuals with intellectual disabilities to help with the bucket pickup and the bucket washing. So it's a real community environmental project. So it is a pilot project. We're just testing it out.
Okay. And did you tested it out in Elmont? Did you start that
We started it almost exactly a year ago. So
really?
We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary on the 18th. And we already have 300 households who are doing it in Elmont, and four businesses and one school and likely another school.
Okay.
So it's really, it's growing like wildfire.
So how did you get interested in doing something like this? I mean, you're a psychiatrist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
a professor of psychiatry at Ottawa U.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting story. So psychiatry, I'll be as fast as I can on this.
Okay.
So psychiatry is divided into physical, so neuroscience and genetics, and social. So I work on the social side of mental health. So we look at things like the social determinants, things that contribute to mental illness, and we're also really interested in recovery. So one of the things that happens in mental illness of all types is that it's not so much the symptoms that cause the most distress, but it's the aspects of the social aspects around the symptoms. So for example, social isolation, lack of physical exercise, a lack of purpose, a lack of meaning, things like this. This is what causes people the most distress. So on the social side of psychiatry, our tagline is that we try to get people out of their basements. So one thing when you're suffering from mental illness is you spend a lot of time alone, a lot of time in your basement. So that gives a background. When I was in Montreal, I was studying, and there was a man down the road who was collecting kitchen scraps in a white bucket on the back of his bicycle. And I thought to myself, that's a really good mental health intervention. So what you can do is you can, I was thinking in terms of veterans. So you can get veterans with PTSD and depression out of their basements into a group to do a meaningful outside social physical project. So that was designed as a mental health intervention. So I left Montreal. My son was born. And what do you do when your son's born? You move back home.
Right.
So I moved back to Elmont with my wife, Kelly.
Right.
And Elmont does not have a composting program. It doesn't have a green bin program in Elmont. Neither does Carleton Place, neither does Smith Falls. Perth does have one. But we thought this was a good opportunity to try this out. So would it work as a business before we kind of scaled it up into a real intervention? So that's how it got started. We started with our neighbors with some white plastic buckets, and then the neighbors one street over asked to have theirs done, and it, all of a sudden it's grown into something.
Incredible story.
Yeah, so that's
really
how it started.
Neat story. So you're concerned with the social aspect of psychiatry works out well with this as a community project, right?
It's an interesting thing. Yeah. So is it a compost program or is it a community wellness
it's
program?
It's both, right?
It's a very fine line between the two, yeah.
That's incredible. Barb, you have a big event coming up that you'd like to talk about.
We sure do. We have an event on the 20th of October, and it's called Waste Not, Waste Reduction and Composting in Your Home, Business, and Community. And it's being held from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Carleton Place Town Hall Auditorium, and that's 175 Bridge Street in Carleton Place. And there are three presentations that are going to be taking place, and of course Will and Just Good Compost are going to be part of this.
Right.
So we have a certified waste auditor by the name of Peter Landry. He has a company that is going to provide an overview on the changes of what an audit can do for a business organization, an insight on what can be done in a way that reduces expenses while doing good things for the community and our planet. So the other presentation is going to be by Climate Network Lanark. Sue Brandom and Scott Hortop are going to paint a picture of the extent of greenhouse gas emissions caused by organic waste. And there's going to be a lot of questions, I think, I'm hoping that will be coming forth from those who are in attendance. There will be Q&A sessions after each one, and hopefully a little bit more at the end. So lots of opportunity for the whole community to get some answers and learn quite a bit on what we can actually do. The registration is free, but tickets are available on Eventbrite. So we ask that people register, and it's going to be a great day.
That sounds really good. What was I going to ask about that? It's free?
It is.
But pre-register, right?
Yeah, we're asking that people do that. We just want to get a sense of who our audience is as well. And I should say that council members are going to be there as well as staff and the mayor.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What are some of the topics that will be covered there?
Well, we're looking at food waste solutions. We're looking at, also the new recycling changes that Ontario has imposed with producer responsibility has shifted the way recycling is done. And part of the challenge is that and this is a fear by a lot of environmental groups, is that the producers, or I should say small businesses, don't have the same kind of assistance as they might have had before. Some of what would have been recycled might be wasted now. It's a lot of navigation for businesses, and we need to come up with solutions locally to prevent that from happening and encourage business to get on the bandwagon with recycling.
Okay. Now, October is what you call Circular Economy Month,
and Food Waste Reduction Week. There's that I wanted you to explain very quickly. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I noticed that this event is coming up on a Friday,
yes,
which you call Food Waste Friday.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So just talk about that for just a second.
Okay, so that is a federal circular economy month is something that was done federally to encourage business and individuals to create events surrounding this, and ours is particularly on Food Waste Friday. So we're happy to be part of a growing movement of trying to get circularity into the conversation. It is an important element. Everything must go somewhere.
Right.
So, you know, we have to start thinking that way. Mm-hmm. And that's the bottom line, I think.
Right. Will, getting back to you, I was just reading this morning that Stats Canada says that most Canadians who have access to a municipal compost program actually use it. Does that information encourage you to create a model that can be adapted by other communities?
That's hopefully the plan. So it's on track. So if it works in Almont, which it seems to have,
mm-hmm.
and we're moving into Carleton Place in the spring, and if it works there, then I think that we will have a model that smaller communities without much money, because money is a big barrier to creating a municipal green bin programs, that they can adopt.
Right.
Yeah.
But it takes the people behind any program that makes it work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes the energy and the enthusiasm, which you and your wife, Kelly, and your son Atticus have.
That's true. Yeah, we're a powerhouse. We're very committed to the project.
And if our listeners want to see a video of mm-hmm. of you done by of your family doing this, they can check that out by going to.
Yeah, it's. I imagine it's still on the regional contact page.
Joel Haslam.
Joel
right?
Haslam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everyone remembers regional contact.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which I think is now off the air. In fact, I think that Joel retired. You can find it on the website, and if not, reach out to us, and we're happy to share it.
To Just Good.
JustGoodCompost.com.
Right. Okay.
Reaching out to us, excuse me, is justgoodcompost@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that. Barb, if people want to find out more about the event, where should they go?
They can contact CPEAC at carltonplace.ca.
Okay, that's Carlton Place Environmental Advisory Committee.
That's correct.
Okay, great. I want to thank you both very much for driving today from Carleton Place to come in and speak with us on this very important issue. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I've been speaking with Barb Purdy and Dr. William Affleck about the Carleton Place Environmental Advisory Committee's upcoming presentation, Waste Not, happening October 20th, next Friday, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Carleton Place Town Hall. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.